Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 8th of May. Things are a little quiet today as far as the economic calendar is concerned. There is, however, an expectation that the Swedish Riksbank may cut interest rates by a quarter point. It's not a unanimous expectation, but there is quite a widely held belief that rates are coming down. Swedish inflation has not yet hit 2% year over year. Indeed, it's still some way above that, but the number has been trending lower. Swedish policymakers are presumably not in favour of applying a more restrictive policy to the Swedish economy. If real interest rates rise as inflation falls, that would represent a more restrictive policy. And so the idea of interest rates following inflation lower is established. With the Bank of England meeting tomorrow and with central bank speakers cluttering up the agenda, this pattern is something to focus on. It's not that inflation has to be on target, whatever that target may be. However, if the central bank does not wish to repress growth and inflation is falling towards its target, then interest rates can and should come down. The difficulty in this rather simple analysis is that there can be a lot of inflation figures to choose from. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell's 2022 policy errors elevated the importance of the consumer price inflation measure, where disinflation, at least in the States, has been a lot more sluggish. That's delayed the onset of US rate cuts. Europe and the UK have inflation measures that are less distorted and are therefore slowing as market forces suppress inflation. There are assorted central bank speakers rumbling around in the background of the financial markets today, with both the Fed and the ECB providing noise. None of this is likely to be too exciting for the markets, however. Having more or less established a pattern of following inflation, the only insight central bank speakers are able to offer is their own assessments of likely data trends around inflation. Those insights are unlikely to differ significantly in quality from those of private sector economists. At least, they're not likely to be better quality than those of private sector economists. The data calendar is rather dry. There are US wholesale sales and wholesale inventory numbers. I refuse to exhibit excitement about the US wholesale sector, no matter how worthy or valuable its contribution to supply chains. There is a little more potential interest in Spanish industrial production or Italian retail sales figures, but in financial market terms, these are not really show-stopping numbers. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.